Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages. And sometimes hot sauce. I'm your man. But I'm with my man.
Oh!
But I'm psychic.
Andy, I can see that.
I know what I'm going to say. My man, sitting next to me.
Holding hands.
He's here. JoJo.
My palms are sweaty, but I'm ready with my Betty. Andy, we're gonna drink some beers and hang out and chat about beverages and all that. We're gonna talk.
We're back.
We're back again.
We're back. We're back. Nobody had a nervous breakdown. We're back. We're back.
I'm out of the hospital. I'm back.
That was just a hiatus. What's up?
You know. I'm feeling good.
It is 4:30 in the morning. And we are taping this outside on the street of Burbank, California. We've got the recorder plugged into my cigarette lighter of my 74 Chevelle.
It's a nice car. You got to redo this interior, but it's a nice, it's got the bones, and that's what matters.
And we have been up for 39 hours straight.
That's right. It's a long drive from Wakefield Medical Center to here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. JoJo, how are you feeling?
I feel good, you know? Strong. Sound.
Strong. Did you hear that sound like somebody's dumpster diving?
I hope they're not getting the good stuff. Things. It does give me an idea.
Oh, though. Man. That really... I don't think I can bring this back to beverages, but wow, do I have a sort of dumpster related question to ask you later.
We'll try. You have to ask it later.
How about this? I'll pose the question.
Yeah, pose it. And then
you'll be poised.
Yes.
To answer or not. You tell me if this is not beverage related enough.
Okay.
It's about 6 in the morning.
It's 4:30.
No.
Oh,
this happened a couple days ago. About 6 in the morning, I'm walking the dog. Got the baby in the carrier.
Mm-hmm.
It's early. Dusk. Dawn.
Dawn. Might as well be dusk.
Might as well. I mean, how I'm living, it feels like dusk because I was just about to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I'm about to go to sleep in 3 hours from now. Yeah. Anyways. I'm
Once
walking.
No doze wears off.
I'm walking down the street, and I get out front of. There's like a hoarder on our near us, and outside by her garbage can is like a dope keyboard stand. One that like I would never spend the money to buy, but I've always wanted one.
Oh, I like that. Is it a double decker?
Is it double decker? Okay. But it's like the kind of thing if you played like Letterman, this would be the keyboard stand you would bring.
Right. Okay.
It's like slick looking.
Yeah.
But this one had some grime on it. It was a little dirty.
Sure.
It was next to the trash can.
Mm-hmm.
I assumed it was trash. I just fucking took it. It's in mint condition.
Love
after it. After I hosed it off with water.
Oh. Yeah. Did you take a swig from the hose while you were doing it?
Yeah. I just was just pouring the water into my mouth from the hose.
Yeah. That's how you drink it.
It was delicious.
You weren't saying like then it was like you're feeling it so much you were letting it spill off and that's what was cleaning the keyboard stand.
I was spitting it because my hose doesn't have, what do you call that?
I don't know, filter?
Like a gun on it.
Oh,
on
yeah,
the front.
Yeah. The nozzle.
And as you know, my thumbs are still taped up from the accident a couple weeks ago.
Sure.
So I couldn't get any pressure on the hose.
Oh.
You know what I mean? How sometimes you put your thumb over it.
Right.
So yeah, I just drank it. And then I just...
Yep, that's the move. Everyone knows that. Was that your question? Is that the move? Because the answer is yes.
No, my question was how big of a thief am I? But I don't think I was because it was by the trash can. Usually if I put something like that out by the trash can,
it's trash.
I sometimes put a sign that says free.
Right.
There was no sign here though. But it was so early in the morning, it wasn't like they were staging it for like a gig. I don't think.
Trash gig. She was just standing by the minivan unloading stacks of newspapers. And
yeah,
but this was by the trash can.
Yeah.
At least 2 feet away from
the There was a group bumper. Of... it looked like a polka band was on the curb.
The hell you say? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yep.
I mean, that's very apropos. You should have invited them to the show. That would have been incredible.
I feel like you're kind of rapping while you're talking. It was apropos. Should have invited them to the show.
If I was rapping, you would know. Because then it would be time to go.
Tic-tac motherfucking toe.
Oh. So, yeah, I don't think you're a thief. That's yours. It's yours for the taking.
It's mine.
It's strange how many people throw out musical equipment. I feel like that's been a theme. You know, like throughout my life, various people have acquired like expensive, similar items though. Expensive, somewhat useless things. Like, you know, like a... some kind of like a power source for like a rack system of, you know,
things. Well, it's, yeah, it's one of those things where this particular type of keyboard stand, they're probably at least a couple $100 new, but like, yeah, if you walked into Goodwill, mm-hmm. like where's Goodwill gonna put that fucking thing? Like if you were gonna donate it.
That's a good point.
It would be a real weird item in a Goodwill. Although one that if I saw, I'd be pretty fucking excited about.
Right, but you could sell it on Craigslist for like $50, $100.
You could definitely sell this on Craigslist for $50. But then again, it was from the hoarder's house.
Mm.
I think there are older people. Maybe they acquired this and they didn't know. Wait, we're getting really non-beverage.
Can I ask you one question about the hoarder?
Yeah.
Are her trash cans always empty?
That's interesting. That is really interesting.
Yeah. Like, what's not making the cut? That's what I would like to know.
Yeah. Like a $200 keyboard stand?
$200 keyboard stand.
That's
no
weird.
Room.
That's weird.
These empty Dasani bottles?
Gaping them.
Stack them up.
These, empty strawberry plastic boxes. I need them!
Who knows? You put all kinds of stuff in a little pint container, spare shoelaces.
But these are the ones with the holes in it, like the fruit containers.
Right, exactly. So you can't put liquid in it.
You couldn't put a beverage in it.
No,
beverage.
Maybe if you wanted to keep two cans close to each other, sure. You have two LaCroix. You're going to the beach.
Do you think we have a Vivian listener?
A listener named Viv?
No, that's not what I said. A Vivian listener.
What's a Vivian listener?
It's like the adjective Vivian.
What does that mean?
Nothing. Do you think we have a listener named Vivian?
What's a Vivian?
No, it's a woman.
A woman's name.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all you're saying.
I'm sorry, man.
Oh no, it's quite fine. So yeah, we're taking those LaCroix to the beach.
No, but you didn't answer my question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you think we have a Vivian listener?
Yes.
Holler at us. 909-359
Bevs.
I'll say this, Vivian.
Viv. And Viva.
So nice. You can say it twice.
Vivian.
I like Viv because if you spell it backwards, it's still
Viv.
Mm-hmm. Holler at us. It would really, really make my day if you hollered at us. And might just shut down some of these voices I keep hearing.
I don't know that much can. If the medication hasn't been helping, could Vivian be...
I just feel like this is something I'm going to fixate on all
angel.
Week.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
I just... Viv, if you're out there, just leave us a little message. 909-359.
Bevs. Oh, I can't wait to get those voicemails. I'm very excited.
We might have multiple Vivs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, in which case, call 909-359-VIVS. That's only if there's more than one. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it, I guess.
Okay. I'm going to throw something else out there.
Okay.
A challenge, if you will.
All right. Is a cash prize attached to this?
If we get 6... plus messages from 6 different Vivians.
Okay.
Verified Vivians, though.
Oh, double Vs.
Double Vs.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start a new podcast called Totally Vivian.
Okay. And you heard it here first. Totally Vivian.
It'll probably be a monthly podcast because there's going to be a lot of production work. But each week or each month, we'll talk to multiple Vivians.
Do you think Vivica Fox's sister Vivian will be on the show?
I don't think so.
Mm. Too famous.
Yeah.
All right. So it goes.
Vivian Copperfield, though. She is David Copperfield's niece.
Oh. A magician in her own right.
No, she's not into magic.
She's probably anti-magic.
Hates the stuff. She, I don't know her at all.
She'll bite the hand that feeds. She does not care. She doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Come on, Totally Vivian.
She'll be there.
Okay. That sounds great. It's going to be a good podcast.
How are you doing?
I'm great. I've, what are we, 20 minutes in here? I'm really great. I don't know. Things have been good. Pretty solid week. I've been really enjoying my coffee every morning. I've been drinking all the coffee I can get my hands on.
Really?
I have not been afraid of an afternoon coffee this week. I have not been, I feel emboldened to drink the coffee when I feel like I want it. And I, but I'm still a one cupper, still a one cup a day, but I've got to have it. And it's just like, I might not have it in the morning, but I could theoretically have it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's fine.
Really? You think it's maybe it's fall is finally arriving here in Los Angeles. Maybe that has a little something to do with
might.
That.
Yeah, it might. But I've had it iced. I've had it hot. But I will enjoy. Yeah. Can I give you guys another? I've been talking a lot about Whole Foods.
Oh, please.
Maybe I already talked about this. I hope not. You can get Stumptown Nitro Cold Brew.
Okay.
In a keg. They also have the regular cold brew also in a keg next to it. But the nitro pour that comes out, you know, like Guinness,
mm-hmm.
you can get it in a cup. You can also get it in a can.
A keg?
Yeah, it's in a
How
keg.
How big?
I don't know. It's in a kegerator, so I can't see the keg. I assume it's a full keg.
Oh, you're not, it's not a mini keg that you're taking home.
No, you're pouring a cup, and you're paying cash for it.
You pour yourself?
Yep. Self-serve.
Interesting.
With one of their pre-labeled cups. The thing is,
please.
It is, if I'm remembering correctly, it's like $5
okay.
for the small one,
okay,
which I believe is 12 ounces.
Yeah.
And spendy. You can buy a pint can for $4.
Right.
And it's also nitrous. It's got the little activator in it, like a can of Guinness, which is, for a lot of people's money, the preferred way to drink a Guinness.
Have you A-B'd these?
I don't have that kind of cash.
That's what we need to do, though.
All right. Let's do it.
That's a $10 tea bash.
All right. I feel like we got to do it on location. Can we do that?
Yeah, I guess we could.
Just pull over. We're pretty close to one right now.
Okay. Stay tuned for
all right.
that.
All right. A little bonus. Sewed. Yeah, that's pretty much been it, though.
That's cool, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been...
pretty cool.
I've been really rocking the Lemon LaCroix.
You're doing it right now. You're proving it. See, I didn't... No proof in my pudding.
This is my second of the day, but sometimes I'll have four of these in a day. And my wife got some lime LaCroix. I don't like the lime. I really don't.
I feel like I didn't like the lemon, and I do like the lime.
I think you liked the lemon and not the lime.
Don't put words in my mouth.
But yeah. And I got some Perrier with lime. I'm still rocking those. It's so much better than the LaCroix with lime.
It's interesting. We've been rocking through some LaCroix in my household as well.
Yeah.
Coconut, I'll jam it. I realize I just kind of like to have something bubbly to chug.
Someone asked me recently about the coconut.
Like
they hadn't had it.
Yeah.
But they were curious about it. You have that at your house?
I do. I'm the only one who drinks it. I kind of like the fake coconutty taste of it. Mm-hmm. But it is weird. Every time I drink one, I still find it to be a little oily. And I don't know why it appeals to me in the slightest, but it does. And it's weird. It's a fucked up flavor. But I just, like I said, I just kind of like to chug something cold and bubbly. And it helps.
Mm. It's great.
Mm.
It's a good little beverage update for y'all.
Thanks. Yeah, I, you know, that's been it. That's been pretty much my life. That's what I'm dealing with.
Yeah. How you're living?
Good, strongly. Oh, speaking of which,
yeah,
got a little mail today.
Mail time.
We got a mail from our good friends at Fuego Box.
Fuego Box.
That's right. Our favorite hot sauce of the month club. I figured we'd do a live unwrapping here. I'm literally ripping open the priority mail.
I'll tell you what, somebody tweeted at us about the Spooky White hot sauce. Which,
they certainly did.
If there's a bottle of Spooky White in there, dibs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It feels like it'd be yours. By its very nature, for those who are not aware, that is Andy's hip-hop alias. Go buy the record. Go pick it up. Go support Spooky White. SpookyWhite.biz.
Spooky.
SoundCloud, God, Spotify.
Every time I see these Fuego Box boxes, they are not fucking around.
They're not.
What do you think that logo is all about, though?
The two mountains? It is. It's like an M. Solid white filled in like two mountain peaks. That's a great question. I never thought of it. Fuego Box. If you
Flip
guys
over
are
that
listening,
box, is there something on the underside?
You tell me.
Oh, there's. Is that a fucking sticker?
We got $5 credit for club members only. You go to the hot box at our hot sauce store, fuegobox.co/shop. Here's an even better one. Go to fuegobox.co. And go ahead and use the promo code TBASH. Bless you. And you'll get $10 off your first order. You can just get one box like we see in front of us. They're normally, I think, about $30. You get $10 off of that. You got three bottles of hot sauce. That's a bargain. And inside this box came a $5 credit.
That's rad.
This is certainly gift quality, as we've said before. They're always tasty and delicious. So let's see what this month's hot sauces are. All right. We got Horsetooth Smokestack Lightning.
Whoa.
They say, try it on tacos, enchiladas, burritos, chimichangas, boring sandwiches, pizza, and in soups. It is a smoky sauce that pairs chipotle peppers and cayenne with fresh garlic. That sounds good to me.
Okay.
And we got Red Robot, Corn to be Wild.
Corn to be Wild?
That's right. And it's got a fun little cute robot with sunglasses on the thing. It's jalapeno based. And sounds different. You betcha. Does it taste great? Darn right it does. It doesn't really tell you what the corn part is, but it's orange, and that's pretty fun. And then we got
Seafire. That's the description of it?
No, that's just my opinion about it. Try it with crackers and cream cheese if you're looking for a great snack. And then they got Seafire Gourmet La Diosa Verde.
I want that robot one.
Yeah.
Because I do want to have that with crackers and cheese.
Oh, that's a good idea. Where'd you get that idea?
What?
It's amazing. You're a snack genius. Just saying. I didn't know where you got that idea. It's pretty creative. La Diosa Verde is a symphony for your taste buds using only the freshest serrano and poblano chilies, shallots, cilantro, fresh lime juice, and spices. La Diosa breaks from traditional Verde sauces, transforming ordinary food into culinary masterpieces. Try it on pulled pork, carne asada, tacos, burritos, etc.
What was that one called again?
This is Seafire Gourmet's La Diosa Verde. I want that one.
La Diosa, the girl, the green girl? The green girl god?
Oh, like a diosa is like a lady, no, lady god? The goddess?
Well, La would.
And Dios is god. The green goddess.
Oh, it says Diosa?
La Diosa.
The green goddess? Oh, yeah, maybe it's green goddess.
I like that.
Or lady, it could be the green lady god. I don't know.
It's pretty dope. These all look good, solid, full size bottles.
Hit me with that.
Sauce.
Can I have that robot one?
Yeah.
Hit me with that.
You got it, Red Robot.
I just feel like I feel like you said jalapeno based, corn to be wild.
You gotta pop it open and tell me what the corniness is about it.
There's just corn in it.
Okay. Well, listen, you guys go to fuegobox.co. Use that promo code TBASH. Gift quality package arrives via priority mail. No slow boat stuff for these guys. No. It's all quality all the way through.
Yeah.
Yeah, support the show. That's one way. That's all. I'm out of here.
Let's get into this.
Okay.
It's that time of the year.
It's that time of the year. I asked Andy if he wanted me to tell him an Oktoberfest fact before.
Yeah.
We did the show.
And I said, no, why would you do that?
Oh, feeling the vibes.
So tell me this fact.
Okay. The fact is, Oktoberfest, as many people know, is a German tradition. Dates back to the year 1810. It happens every year in Munich and also in places around the country. It usually starts in mid-September.
Oh.
It goes until the first week of October.
Oh, and then it's over.
And then it's over.
Oh, interesting.
So, you know.
This is us.
We're outside Oktoberfest looking in.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I bet there's some like American places that have celebrations right now.
That's a good point.
But maybe not, actually.
Guys, if anybody in your neighborhood is still celebrating Oktoberfest, please let us know. Feel free to call into the show, 909-359.
Talking to you, Vivian.
All right, we're drinking Oktoberfest beers today. Now, it is actually a specific style of beer. It is the Oktoberfest beer, B-I-E-R, is a German-style lager. It's a little dark. They've been making this bad boys as long as there's been an Oktoberfest. And we've got four wonderful varietals to try from to really get a taste of the season. We have the original Oktoberfest beer straight out of Munich, the Paulaner Oktoberfest, which they consider themselves the oldest, the actual OG.
And
they
really?
Are one of five.
I'm glad we got that.
Yeah, they're one of five brands that actually, all the Munich breweries provide the official Oktoberfest beer for the official celebrations.
Oh.
So it's, you've got, let's see here. Paulaner, Spaten, Löwenbräu, Augustiner Brau, Hofbräu München, Paulaner, I already said that, and Hocker Pschorr. They're all between 5.5% and 6% ABV.
Dope.
And I'm looking forward to it. I went to Munich.
Really?
Yeah.
For Oktoberfest?
No, it was in August. I missed it by a month.
Okay.
But I did go to an exhibit about Oktoberfest at a local museum.
Nice.
And it was fascinating. But I also drank a lot of beers. I might have had this one. They were all delicious. Thanks, guys. Well, guys, that's our show. So we also have we got three other entrants. Because it's late in the season, it was pretty tough to that's going to get... All right, it's a lot now. We're talking. Okay, so there's a lack of great Oktoberfest beers this late in the season. So I got my hands on a Sierra Nevada Oktoberfest, Marsbräu, in collaboration with Marsbräu, which is a German brewery from Bamberg. Hey. Oh, somebody's puked on my shoes. Yeah, shut the music off. Someone just puked on my shoes. I also got a specialty brew from Avery Brewing in Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, nice.
The Kaiser Imperial Oktoberfest Lager.
The Kaiser. Okay.
And then from, I got a Belgian, a Danish beer here, Weihenstephaner.
Ooh.
And it is, but it is called Fest Beer.
Yeah.
And it is a premium Bavarian lager.
Oh, yeah.
So that is also in the style of the Munich brews.
Now, these breweries that officially provide the beers, mm-hmm. Now, they're, I would imagine, popular breweries in Germany. Is it a special beer that they provide only on Oktoberfest? Do they each like make their own beer, or is it one of their stock beers? Do you know?
It's one of their stocks, and there is a whole thing that that German, like specifically these breweries, they adhere to very strict brewing standards to make their to make all these brews. So they all kind of taste the same. So really, it'll be interesting to see if these other ones, especially like the Avery Brewing or the Sierra Nevada, adhere to those same purity standards of, you know, of simple ingredients and everything else, or if they do try to put their own special spin on it.
Interesting.
And will we be able to taste like the pure Germanness of the Paulaner? That's my question.
I'm kind of hoping that the Paulaner wins it.
Me too. You know,
I'm gonna say this, which is gonna be weird. I have a feeling the Sierra Nevada is going to fare very well, actually.
It really could.
Which, you know, is probably the least authentic, I would imagine, but maybe not, maybe not.
Well, it was, no, it was brewed, it's brewed in collaboration with Mars Brau of Bamberg, Germany. This authentic and malty Oktoberfest lager is deep, golden, and balanced by German-grown Rickard hops.
Okay, so now, maybe.
Yeah, it's, and the interesting thing, so like what makes an Oktoberfest beer an Oktoberfest beer is that it is actually, they are brewed in March, and then they're allowed to ferment over the summer months, so it's what gives it like its particular quality as opposed to like the German Pilsners and everything else. It gets a little bit more malty and a little bit
nice,
tastier, hopefully. And it's, yeah, it's, I guess it's only like, it's this kind of like amber color that's different than, say, the darker Dunkel beers we were talking about last week.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of somewhere in the middle. So we'll check it out. We'll see what's good.
Let's do it.
All right. We got some nuts. We're munching and crunching because that's what Germans call Munich.
Munchen?
Munchen.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Now, guys, these beers, there are two that are distinctly amber in color. There are two that are distinctly Budweiser in color.
I feel like the legit polliner.
Mm.
I don't know. Well, Josh kind of knows, I feel like.
You know. I guess it's possible I always do.
Wow.
Who could say?
Wow.
Only I know.
Let's get into these. I'm excited.
Let's do it. Oh, yeah. All right. It's Oktoberfest.
And nuts speaking of, kind of evened me out.
Yeah, I agree. You got to keep that blood sugar up. Now, if I will also add that because this yellowy beer is reminding me of a great exchange on Twitter this weekend from the during the debates. It was posited by our Twitter account, by our social media manager. If you could throw one beverage in Donald Trump's face, what would it be?
Oh.
And we had several listeners say pee-pee.
Pee-pee. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
All right, let's drink beers.
We drink with her. We mentioned that last week, right?
Mm-hmm. Hashtag I chug with her.
I chug with her.
Wait.
No. You can do that. It's okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I see what you did.
No. I didn't do that. No. I did not do that. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Don't worry about that. Sorry, we had a little confusion.
Close with one.
Yeah. Okay, so let's do number one. I'm going to take a smell.
Prost.
Smells. This smells like a bar beer. Like it smells something like a bathroom at a bar a little bit. This is a very typical, maybe like a beer garden type.
Yeah,
beer sort of.
Yeah, just like that Pilsnery. It's a little sweet, a little boozy.
Ooh, but has what's the back end on this? Which is it's kind of maybe not soury. But you really feel the froth. What is that?
The malt? You feel the froth.
Is it malty?
I don't know. It does, but it does stick with you a little bit, the bubbles.
Or is it yeasty?
Oh. I don't know. I'm not sure what you're tasting. I can't tell you at all.
Huh.
Fascinating. It's... It could be malty. Yeah, malty.
Maybe it's more fermented.
It's a little dry, right? You can get that like
it's not bad, but it's not. I'm guessing already that this is not the one that I would order out of these four, if all four were an option.
Yeah,
just a guess.
I kind of feel like I know what this is. This tastes like European, like a gas station beer, where like there everything is good. I always think of that. What is that, like 1604? That. Yeah. Or 1664, I think is what it's called. Because there is a Craftsman 1604 around here. But what's the Königsberg or whatever?
I know what you mean. It's a number like that.
Yeah. It's like an old Michelob style bottle.
Yeah.
That is I remember getting one from like a 7-Eleven in France and being like, oh, this is pretty awesome for like what would definitely be a Coors Light.
Right. Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, I'm into it. It's very good.
Huh. I'm not that into it. It's not very good.
Well, sounds like we're already at loggerheads. Okay. Let's go on to number two.
Okay. Number two is more amber in color.
It is. Very reddish.
Ooh, even more so than the other brown. It's got a much smoother nose on it. What is that smell? I like this.
Maybe that is malt. Let's go with it.
Ooh, it's nice. This one tastes or smells like it's going to be creamier.
Mm.
In a smoother way.
Much creamier.
The back end still of
is a little boozy. It's a little like
that's what it is. Almost IPA sort of, but it's boozy. Boozy.
Yeah, I think it is. Almost more like, which is weird because these are all under 6%.
Right.
ABV, or they're supposed to be. I actually did not check the. We'll double check these. It's very. I don't know. It's almost like malt liquor. A little bit of that, right?
Mm.
Not bad. A little fruity or something, this one. But yeah, that's kind of just that malt liquoriness.
Yeah. I don't really like it.
I would suppose that's the malt.
All right, let's go to this third one. Also amber in color.
Mm-hmm. More brown.
A different smell. Very different smell than the one before.
Mm.
This one smells a little cleaner. More like it was made in a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a note of coffee.
Oh.
Smoother.
Much smoother.
It is a note of coffee to this one to me for some reason.
Very smooth. Tiny bubbles.
This is nice.
Definitely my favorite so far. I like that. Marzen beer is another name for Oktoberfest beer or fest beer because it's brewed in March. Mm. Huh.
Yeah, nice. This one's nice. That one's could be a daily drinker.
Yeah.
Last one. Back to our golden years.
Roots.
This one is, man, I'm surprised that none of these smell the same to each other. Like they all have their own kind of unique bouquet.
Yes, and this one almost does have a hoppiness to it.
Oh, yeah. Is hops wheat?
IPA. Oh.
What's the wheat? I don't like this one at all. Oh, not at all. Not at all.
I think I know exactly what all four of these are.
Okay.
And I truly don't remember what colors were what. So I feel pretty good.
Okay.
I'm basing it entirely on other characteristics.
All right. I'm ready to go.
I am too.
I got to circle back to number one, though.
Mm. Let's talk for a moment about price points while you're circling back.
Please.
I had to buy two sixers and then we had two larger bottles. So the two sixers were the Polliner and the Sierra Nevada. Those were about $10 a piece.
Okay.
Weird.
Circling back, is changing my mind on some of these.
The Avery Brewing Company was $9 for the 22-ounce bottle.
Okay.
And the Weihenstephaner was $4 for a little over a pint bottle. So the most bang for your buck there. And then the Polliner and Sierra Nevada, similar in price.
Okay.
Circling back, and what were your revelations?
I kind of like number two.
Mm. It is better on a return visit, and why?
I don't know why. Like, I think I like number two better than number three on the return.
It's a little sweeter, but not in a gross way. Do you know what I mean? It almost tastes sugary, but like not, again, not in a gross soda way.
Mm. Weird.
I think I know exactly what all four of these are.
Mm, and I might be switching my mind. Okay.
Okay.
What's your favorite?
Number three is my favorite.
Okay. Then what after that?
I guess it's hard. It's sort of a toss-up after that. I don't love any of them after that. Three was the only one that I was like, oh, this is just very, it's smooth.
Yeah.
It feels like it knows exactly what it is.
Oh, okay.
Four is interesting, but I don't really feel like it fits with these. I don't feel like it fits the style.
Okay.
Number two, kind of boozy. I guess that's kind of nice, but I don't know that I would want a whole one. So I'd probably go, I am actually going to go 3, 4, 1, 2.
Whoa. Okay. I am going to go 3 as well. That's my favorite. Then I'm going to go 2, 1, 4.
Okay.
Okay. What do you think number one is?
I think it's the Wahina Starfinder.
Okay. I think it's the Polliner.
Okay.
Number two.
Anything that makes you say that?
No, I'm going all of these on gut.
Okay.
Number two.
Avery. The Emperor, or the Kaiser.
The Kaiser?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with you on that. Number two, Kaiser for me.
Mm-hmm. Number three?
Number three, I'm going Sierra Nevada.
Mm, I'm going Polliner on that one.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Then I'm saying number four is Sierra Nevada.
Where I'm going, the Fest beer, the wine and Hoppenstapiner.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's do this. I'm enjoying these nuts. I'm so glad you had them.
Number one, it's got three dots.
Yeah, baby. And you said it was what?
The Polliner.
No dice.
Ooh. What did you say it was?
I said Wahina Starfinder.
Wahina Starfinder.
Three dots.
Three dots, baby. Okay.
It's like gas station beer.
Okay. Very nice.
Number two. You got four dots?
I got four dots over here.
Okay.
I went... We both went Kaiser.
We both went Kaiser.
Mm-hmm.
The Kaiser has four dots.
Nice.
Okay.
Number three.
Number three.
One dot.
One single dot.
We both thought it was Sierra Nevada, or no?
You thought it was Sierra Nevada. I said Polliner.
Polliner, okay.
She's a Polliner.
Wow.
And
which so leaves that makes the last one is Sierra Nevada?
Sierra Nevada.
I hate that was my least favorite.
You know, I'm not sure I like their beers. They all kind of, I feel like even the IPA tries a little too hard or something.
Mm.
And it's almost like Sam Adams. They all have this weird, which I was trying to get the Sam Adams Oktoberfest in this mix too. I feel like they all have this taste to them that I think they're trying to make like their signature flavor. That's okay. Like a little bit, there's like a touch of something in all their beers.
Interesting.
And none of it's quite good to me.
Okay.
And I don't know. I would just love to know if anybody out there is loving a Sierra Nevada.
Yeah.
I will absolutely try it. I know they have their... I feel like there's one that's called Celebration. It's like a winter one.
Okay.
I feel like I remember kind of liking liking that, but I would never buy it myself.
Listeners out there, especially in the Pacific Northwest, I'm wondering if Henry Weinhardt's is still making beer. That was a big thing in college. We drink a lot of Henry Weinhardt's. There was one that came in a green box and one that came in a red box.
That's right. And at least as of a couple of years ago, they were, for sure.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it here in L.A. ever.
Interesting.
But I'm just wondering, in our Pacific Northwest, it was very big. It was a popular beer in Montana.
And you would really, I feel like it's one of those beers you'd only kind of buy it by the case, right?
Yeah, you buy 12ers of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. I would do a whole flight of those if we can get our hands on them.
Yeah.
Let's keep an eye out. Yeah, Pacific Northwest listeners, let us know. So, yeah, this Polliner as the third one, that's what I was saying. That's the one that's got the identity. I feel like it just, they know exactly what they're doing. And you said when you drank it, it felt like it tastes like it was made in a hospital. I think that's probably pretty true.
Mm.
Like, I think this is, it's straight up like German beer purity rules and standards. And they know exactly what they've been doing. They've been making it for hundreds of years. And it's just like, this is the product.
This is it.
This is the Budweiser.
Respect.
Indeed. Avery. Interesting. Interesting. I think also if you're charging $9 for your, 24-ounce bottle, that's probably what this is the lane you want to be in. It's like a little boozy kind of taste, you know, like
yeah,
the kind of people that are buying it. What's the ABV on that?
Yeah,
you seeing that?
I'm checking out. Yeah, 9.5. There you go.
The booziness. There so that go. Also does technically fall outside of your traditional Oktoberfest sure. beers. Okay. But interesting. Interesting flavor. So we got the microbrew angle from them.
Yeah.
We got the true Oktoberfest beer and Polliner. We have the American mass version of it in Sierra Nevada. And then the European mass version of it.
Yep.
Behind us, Steffiner.
Amen.
Yeah, those are all pretty tasty.
Love it.
Happy Oktoberfest, everybody.
Let's get into some voicemails.
Yeah. Just sipping and munching.
Hey, guys. This is Carissa Kwan from North Carolina. I am road tripping back home to Massachusetts, and I am just curious if there's any source of caffeine that won't make me have to stop and go to the bathroom every 20 minutes. I've been trying, like, the Dew Kickstart and just Dunkin's like crazy, but I have to pee all the time, which isn't really conducive to driving. Hopefully you can help me out a little bit. And thanks. Go fuck yourself.
Hmm. Interesting. So caffeine is a diuretic, right?
Exactly what I was thinking. Which specifically means it makes you pee-pee. It doesn't mean it makes you poo-poo, right? That's the irony of a diuretic.
It's like it will though, cause you to lose fluids. I don't think about coffee making me pee a lot, but maybe it does.
I feel like it makes me poo-poo.
It definitely makes me poo-poo.
Mm-hmm. All right, well.
I don't know what I would say. I think, I mean, if she's going for the Kickstart, it sounds like she was looking for bang for her buck.
For sure.
Like she, maybe she, this was like a night drive or something for her. Yeah. Where my style, I used to be like a regular Mountain Dew kind of guy. I loved just having a Mountain Dew while I was on a road trip.
Uh-huh.
And I'd have a couple of those. I feel like if she needs caffeine, my gut just says Fountain Coke.
Mm.
I don't know. But that might not be enough caffeine for her.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm curious about. I always found on road trips, for me, it was more about keeping, it was less caffeine. Like I could fall asleep regardless. It was more about keeping my face occupied, like having a snack.
Oh, interesting.
And just like some water or whatever I felt like drinking.
So 5-hour energy shot is not the answer here? That's or is it maybe
good
the answer?
Good question. So yeah, I think this is a question for our listener. If it is the diuretic factor, that you know, I would try a 5-hour energy, maybe even cut it. Like, would it be weird to
cocaine?
Cut it with some cocaine?
Yeah.
Or just put it in some water? What if you, yeah, like what if you just, I don't know. I'm going to say 5-hour energy drink if the issue is too much volume of liquid. Otherwise, I would say avoid caffeine.
And start smoking cigarettes.
And smoke some Ciggy Doos. Those are Ciggy Don'ts, actually. Do not. What I would do instead is just get a water, get a sparkling water, or maybe try a natural energy thing in a mild caffeinated form, maybe either like a green tea or maybe something with some like guarana or something of that nature.
Yeah, I think that's smart. Yeah. All right, let's do another voicemail here.
B vitamins?
Ooh, yummy.
Hey, guys. This is Claire from Cincinnati. Andy, I know you're off the coffee these days, but I had a new coffee experience and wanted to share and see if you guys have ever heard of this. So our friend we were visiting has something called a Mocha Master, which is a coffee maker. It's spelled M-O-C-C-A. It's like a automatic pour-over machine is how I would describe it. So the pot of water sits to the side of the coffee pot itself, and it gently sprinkles the water over the grounds, kind of like a manual pour over. It made a very, very, very strong cup of coffee. So just wondering if you guys have ever heard of that and what your thoughts were. I'm wondering myself how it compares to a true manual pour over or even a regular drip percolator. Anyway, hope you guys Have a good one and go fuck yourself.
Ooh, interesting. I have not heard of this. Looks like it's a thing.
It does look like it's a thing.
They look like they're a little spendy, maybe in the $300 range, maybe.
That's what I'm seeing.
No, listeners, this is a great time to go to totallylame.com and comment on this week's episode. Let us know. How are these? Are they good? Can you vouch for them? You could also leave us a message about this 909-359.
Bevs.
Like, it looks like an interesting machine. I feel like this kind of machine, though, might be... I would just wonder how that compares to like an AeroPress.
That's my question for every coffee maker.
Sure.
The thing I will give this is like the one I'm looking at is a 10 cup coffee maker.
Yeah.
So as opposed to the Mr. Coffee.
Okay.
Maybe it's got something going on. I think it's always hard to this is a central issue in production, right? Okay. Of any product is can you mass produce this thing and retain the quality. So that even would extend to a single cup pour over or an espresso drink like with an AeroPress mm-hmm. versus what is ultimately a coffee maker. Is it going to be as good as a single brew? Now, I feel like the toddy will tell you, oh yes, it will be. Oh, you know what? Speaking of which,
talk to me.
I was on this nitro cold brew kick, apparently, because I also got one at a Coffee Bean. They're doing it. They got the nitro brew, and this is where this exact idea came to me. This thought about, like, there's a point at which there's diminishing returns with this mass production of coffee, for instance.
Sure.
This is not quite the listener's question, I understand. However, I would love to put the nitro cold brew, or for that matter, cold brews of all stripes up against each other.
Well, we need to do nitros.
We do.
And maybe there's a nitro versus non-nitro shootout as well. Let's do it.
I like that. So, yeah, it looks like there's some fun tech things in there. It's like a copper heating element and stuff like that that's probably has some value of some kind. And I would be so curious to know if anyone else has drank these. And otherwise, it just looks like it's a high-tech, just Mr. Coffee, essentially. And I would be very curious to know any listeners who are pour-over fans who maybe went over to this or vice versa.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, we got one more section of the show, and that section of the show is one of our favorite sections of the show. It's a segment that we like to do on this show, usually at the end of the show, and that segment is called
Brian's Question.
So when we started the show, my brother-in-law Brian sent us 100 beverage-related questions and a few hot sauce questions, but we're really tackling these 100 beverage questions. We're at number 99.
99.
Woo, here we go. Is the Blizzard really a drink? What's the best consistency for a milkshake? Is a consumer better off with a float? I would definitely say that the Blizzard is a beverage. It comes in a cup with a straw.
Does it come with a cup with a straw? I think it comes in a cup with a spoon.
You don't get a straw also?
I don't think so.
Then maybe it isn't. Maybe it is just an ice cream treat.
I think it comes with a spoon that detaches from the blender. They use it.
Ooh.
Right? I'll look this up too. It's thick. They have a whole guarantee.
Oh yeah, you flip it over, it doesn't come out.
Right.
Maybe it's not a beverage.
That can't be a beverage. It's a thing in a cup, that's for fucking sure.
Yeah. This is a thing in a cup.
What's some other stuff in cups that you know of? Famous
things. Goldfish in a cup.
Oh yeah. Kids love them. A cup of noodle, not a drink.
Cup of noodles. You can put anything in a cup.
Yeah, you said it.
Doesn't make it a beverage.
Yeah. Wrong on this one. What is the best consistency for a milkshake? I remember
like floats better than milkshakes. Floats are a good root beer float. Oh. I don't do that enough. I really don't. It's fucking
refreshing. But a nice malted milkshake, a malted black and white.
Okay.
Vanilla ice cream, chocolate syrup to flavor that vanilla ice cream, and some malt powder.
That's your style?
Love it.
It's a fucking good milkshake. I also love a cookies and cream shake.
Okay.
Can't go wrong there either.
What kind of consistency do you like? What's the best consistency?
I remember my friend's dad trying to describe like the best milkshake of his youth,
mm-hmm.
and describing it as like your ears would pop when you're sucking that thing through the straw. It was so thick.
Oh, see, I don't need mine that thick.
That doesn't sound appealing to me either. That's too thick. Yeah. That's blizzard country right there.
That is blizzard country.
I also don't want it too watery. I Postmates a milkshake a week ago.
From where?
A place called Modern Eats, a little diner in Silver Lake. It was pretty good. Oreo milkshake.
Oh, I like Modern Eats.
Yeah. It's a pretty tasty little breakfast and lunch spot.
What did you Postmates to your house or work?
My office, yes.
What'd you get to eat?
Club sandwich. Fries.
Yeah.
Oreo shake.
Wow.
It was a stress-eating kind of a day.
Yeah.
The Oreo shake was, at that point, melty, a little watery, a little milky. And I think that's the thing. It's got to retain some of the ice creaminess. Mm. Otherwise, what's the point?
What is the point?
And where a float, the nice thing about it is it's refreshing.
Yeah.
It's a creaminess to the soda. It's still effervescent. It's still soda, but there's that delicious ice creaminess to it, and maybe even get a couple spoonfuls of solid ice cream. That's like where you're in flavor country.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
You want to have a spoon and you want to have that straw. So medium thickness on the shake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to find any clumps. I don't want to pick the straw up and have a ball of ice cream at the end.
No, you definitely don't want to have that.
And I don't want my ears to pop when I suck through the straw.
I think that's a great answer.
All right, thank you.
All right, listeners, we're going to head out for now. Thanks for joining us on this journey.
Next week is episode 100.
Holy shit.
And then, of course, everyone knows a certain Brian may be present at a time.
Not on thereafter. Episode 100, though.
No.
Yeah.
Brian 101.
Brian.
Get those Brian-related questions into us. You can email us at totallybeverages@gmail.com if you have questions for Brian. If you have... That's it. Voicemails will let you know when to submit those specifically for Brian. And otherwise...
You can do that now.
You can do it now. Just maybe tell us. Shout out so we don't play him on next week's episode.
Oh, right.
And yeah, that's it for me.
All right, that's it. Listeners.
Get the case now.